The House of Representatives planned to look at the funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security this week, but a decision was made to pull the bill for now while lawmakers respond to the shooting of Renee Good by an ICE officer in Minnesota. Trump's deportation crackdown, focused on cities in Democratic-leaning states, has House Democrats demanding a strong legislative response, like Ted Lieu, who describes more disturbing activity by ICE.
ICE has been engaging in what appear to be clear violations of federal law. We heard that there was a detention center where they have an entire section marked U.S. citizens. That is mind-blowing. ICE enforces immigration laws, not laws against U.S. citizens. And yet, there are numerous stories of U.S. citizens being detained, being abused, being assaulted. And I want to say this. The American people have the First Amendment right to observe ICE operations.
An increasing amount of footage collected by the public could later be evidence of violent abuses against people living in the United States. Lieu praises people's efforts to document ICE in Minnesota.
Every time ICE engages in what appears to be abuse, more Minnesotans show up. Every time ICE and Border Patrol engage in what appear to be unlawful actions, more Minnesotans show up and observe, film, and live stream ICE. And this is so important because the evidence that is being gathered can be used in future years. And while this administration might not prosecute ICE officers or Border Patrol officers for violating federal law, a future administration can do so.
Outraged over the violence they say is being committed by ICE, some 70 Democrats have signed on to an effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Other lawmakers are seeking specific changes to how the agency operates, such as requiring ICE agents to wear body cameras. Representative Pete Aguilar from San Bernardino doesn't think the bill is sufficient to protect people from ICE.
There aren't enough guardrails within this bill. I can still appreciate the work that went into the bill while mentioning that common sense reforms that Democrats put up as amendments and alternatives were roundly rejected. They should not be allowed to detain U.S. citizens, and they are. They should not be able to fire at moving vehicles unless their life is in danger, and they are.
If Congress passes a continuing resolution to fund the agency at current levels, that gives the Trump administration more discretion to spend the money as it wants. According to USAspending.gov, ICE is authorized to spend $77 billion this fiscal year. This is a larger budget than the militaries of most countries have. Data from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute shows only 7 countries spent more than $77 billion on their military in 2024. The United States, China, Russia, Germany, India, the United Kingdom, and Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, any vote to eliminate funding for ICE won't stop massive sums from flowing to the agency because Trump's tax cut and border security bill, passed last summer, injects roughly $170 billion into immigration enforcement over the next 4 years. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.